ISE 3. Task 1.
In recent years, there has been a growing trend to bring new technology into the classroom. Even in remote areas, students can be found with laptops and tablets. This new age of digital literacy has the potential to teach students to navigate, analyse, and filter information that they find on the internet. As such, it should be seen as the perfect educational tool. But does it really work? On the one hand, some teachers see the use of technology in the class as a way to empower students. It can create a new dynamic in the learning environment that allows for more student-centred lessons instead of more traditionally teacher-centred ones. It can prepare them with 21st century skills that will serve them well in future jobs. They also maintain that students are more engaged in classes when they are using technology that is already familiar to them. Conversely, people worry that if these tools are brought into the classroom, they will demand a change in the students' behaviour. Many students own laptops, smartphones or tablets and are already accustomed to using technology for entertainment, shopping or social networking. But does that make it an effective learning tool in the classroom? Indeed, they can distract more than instruct. Seeking information on the internet or flicking from screen to screen doesn't necessarily indicate that students are learning or indeed thinking deeply about what they are studying. Another possible disadvantage is that some teachers might not have the technological skills necessary to keep up with more digitally literate students. Unless they are well trained, they may struggle to teach effectively with this new digital tool. Although increased digital literacy will no doubt find its place in education and schools, its place in the classroom should be carefully considered. While technology is a tool for sourcing information and encouraging independent study, good writing and interactive language skills should not be forgotten. A computer can only tell if an answer is right or wrong. It can't guess the intent of the student. A good teacher can interpret where a student is having difficulty and address that need appropriately. It would be wiser to invest the funds that would be needed for such technology in the training of teachers, so that they are better equipped in their role as educators. In recent years, there has been a growing trend to bring new technology into the classroom. Even in remote areas, students can be found with laptops and tablets. This new age of digital literacy has the potential to teach students to navigate, analyse, and filter information that they find on the internet. As such, it should be seen as the perfect educational tool, but does it really work? On the one hand, some teachers see the use of technology in the class as a way to empower students. It can create a new dynamic in the learning environment that allows for more student-centred lessons instead of more traditionally teacher-centred ones. It can prepare them with 21st century skills that will serve them well in future jobs. They also maintain that students are more engaged in classes when they are using technology that is already familiar to them. Conversely, people worry that if these tools are brought into the classroom, they will demand a change in the students' behaviour. Many students own laptops, smartphones or tablets and are already accustomed to using technology for entertainment, shopping or social networking. But does that make it an effective learning tool in the classroom? Indeed, they can distract more than instruct. Seeking information on the internet or flicking from screen to screen doesn't necessarily indicate that students are learning or indeed thinking deeply about what they are studying. Another possible disadvantage is that some teachers might not have the technological skills necessary to keep up with more digitally literate students. Unless they are well trained, they may struggle to teach effectively with this new digital tool. Although increased digital literacy will no doubt find its place in education and schools, its place in the classroom should be carefully considered. While technology is a tool for sourcing information and encouraging independent study, good writing and interactive language skills should not be forgotten. A computer can only tell if an answer is right or wrong. It can't guess the intent of the student. A good teacher can interpret where a student is having difficulty and address that need appropriately. It would be wiser to invest the funds that would be needed for such technology in the training of teachers, so that they are better equipped in their role as educators.